From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A federal judge has ruled that an Arizona sheriff systematically racially profiled Hispanics during immigration patrols. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Steve Shadley reports that the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America, Joe Arpaio, has been fighting the allegations since 2007.
U.S. District Judge Murray Snow ruled that Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's department can no longer check the immigration status of people detained without state charges. The ruling also says sheriff's deputies must stop using Hispanic ancestry or race as a factor in making law enforcement decisions. Cecilia Wong is an attorney with the ACLU that represented Hispanics in the racial profiling lawsuit.
The sheriff has had a policy and practice of targeting Latinos in Maricopa County for traffic stops and detaining people during traffic stops based on their race.
The case began when a Mexican tourist who was in the United States legally was stopped in a Phoenix suburb where day laborers were known to gather. Sheriff Arpaio's office did not comment on the ruling, but in the past, the sheriff has denied the allegations. For NPR News, I'm Steve Shadley in Phoenix.
Lawyers for Sheriff Arpaio are planning to appeal the judge's decision. Air Force Chief General Mark Welch says the automatic budget cuts known as sequestration have driven the Air Force over what he calls the readiness cliff. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Welch also says the armed forces cannot plan for the future without clear budget guidelines from Congress.
The Air Force has had to idle a number of fighter squadrons to save money. General Welch says that means pilots won't be ready when they're called on, for example, for a possible no-fly zone over Syria. Welch told reporters that his service has been suffering for many months from a cascade of budget cuts.
And now full sequestration has driven us over the readiness cliff. Sacrificing that readiness negates many of the strategic advantages of air power that this nation enjoys, and that's always a bad idea if you can avoid it.
Welch says that sequestration also makes it almost impossible for the Air Force to plan because Congress hasn't told the military how long these cuts will last. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Moving on to Pakistan, where police say at least 15 children and a teacher were killed, 10 others injured, when a gas cylinder exploded on a school bus. The BBC's Richard Galpin is in Islamabad.
The police in the area told the BBC a cylinder of compressed natural gas, which is a common type of fuel for vehicles in Pakistan, exploded and set the bus on fire. It's alleged the driver managed to escape the flames and ran away. The bodies of those who died are reported to have been burnt beyond recognition. There have been many accidents in Pakistan involving vehicles using compressed natural gas, raising questions about whether it should be banned as an alternative to petrol and diesel, which are more expensive.
And you're listening to NPR News. More heavy fighting is being reported today in the Syrian town of Qusair. Activists say there has been a heavy artillery and rocket barrage from forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The government launched an offensive there a week ago. Secretary of State John Kerry is due to be in Paris on Monday to meet with Russia's foreign minister on the crisis in Syria. Right now he's in sub-Saharan Africa, his first trip there as the country's top diplomat. He's attending the African Union's 50th anniversary in Ethiopia. Wall Street has pushed the pause button. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite fell modestly yesterday, while the Dow Jones Industrials rose slightly. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that it was a volatile and bearish week for the stock market.
After four straight weeks of gains, uncertainty about the economy and monetary policy ended the rally. The market was whipsawed Wednesday when traders took mixed signals from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's congressional testimony. An initial reading that the Fed would not cut its bond buying for a good while gave way to fears that so-called quantitative easing could be curbed fairly soon. That hurt share prices and drove up bond yields. Worldwide selling also reflected concern about a slowing Chinese economy. After three straight down days, the S&P is off 1.1% for the week, as is the NASDAQ. The Dow is a third of a percent lower. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Authorities in upstate New York are to resume their search this morning for the pilot of a crashed plane. It submerged in a pond, so divers are expected to be employed. The small plane was on a volunteer flight for a nonprofit group that arranges free air transportation for sick patients when it crashed. This is NPR News.